Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Erin Hayes, one of the stars of the new NBC sitcom, Guys with Kids. She's one of the girls attached to the kids, alongside Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos and Tempest Bledsoe from The Cosby Show. Stick around, because none of that matters as much as I'm finally talking to Erin Hayes, co-star of the brilliant but short-lived Worst Week. Woohoo! This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. Give it a test drive today at stitcher.com/mrmedia, Mr. Media. I love this free radio app, and I think you will too. stitcher.com/mrmedia. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of my immediate family, the only people I know outside of Kyle Bornheimer's mother and sister, who loved Worst Week as much as I did, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. I know that NBC wants me to talk about its new sitcom, Guys with Kids, but I can't get there without telling you first how much I enjoyed one of its stars, Erin Hayes, in her breakthrough work on the brilliant but canceled comedy, Worst Week. Now, you probably never saw that show, but it was incredibly funny and remarkably innovative in its storytelling. Each episode packed what would have been several weeks' worth of gags on another show into a single wacky episode. Which brings us to Erin Hayes, who played Melanie, the long-suffering fiancé of Kyle Bornheimer's klutzy, bad-luck-suffering Sam. Everything these two touched went hysterically wrong. They were the perfect TV couple. While I suspect the show was built as a vehicle for Kyle, who's been a two-time guest here, by the end of its run, Erin Hayes was every bit a star and a treat for the eyes and ears. Ironically, these two actors have been cast in a number of wonderful but doomed comedies over the years, including Perfect Couples for him and Kitchen Confidential for her. Now, Kitchen Confidential, incidentally, launched the career of a guy you might have heard of, Bradley Cooper, star of the Hangover movies. Which got me thinking. Bradley Cooper may have gotten his stardust from Erin Hayes. What makes me think that? Well, another Hangover star, Ken Jeong, was still better known as a real-life MD before his appearances on Worst Week, which starred Erin Hayes. It's wonderful to see the beautiful and talented Erin Hayes back in action on Guys with Kids, Wednesdays at 8:30 on NBC. Erin Hayes, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having me.
Delighted to get you here. We'd hoped to get you during Worst Week's run, but we're happy to get you now.
So, well, quite a few years in between, but
I know.
I've been waiting. I've just been here waiting.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And, yeah. I probably went on too long about Worst Week, but I really thought it was a pretty special season that year. Was that a good show for you?
No, I don't think you went on too long at all. I thought that show was amazing. I would have done that show for 10, 20 years. I loved everything about it, and the cast and the producers and our crew. It was really a dream job, and I'm still pretty close with most people involved.
Well, and so I was kind of thinking about that, and I was wondering, I'd love to know what your ex-TV husband Sam would have thought about seeing you date Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the opening episode of Guys with Kids. I mean, talk about making a guy feel inadequate.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think he was the type of character that he would have been like, babe, go for it. Can I come on a date? Can I come? Can it just be the three of us? And then, hijinks and hilarity would ensue.
Probably true, right? Probably true.
Yeah.
So you've been cast in a lot of shows, which is a good thing, and which suggests to me that you're one of those actors that there are network execs who know that you are going to catch on big with audience at some point. What do you think is the perfect type of vehicle for your talent?
Oh, well, that's very sweet to think that in the first place. I know things that I would like to do, and I know things that I have had the opportunity to do. I'm always looking for a good comedy. I enjoy a good comedy. I enjoy good TV. And I think it's one of those things where comedy, you can stand out a little bit more if it's the right kind of show, like a drama. Like, I don't know that I want to cry about dead babies every week.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, like really have to be like, well, you know, it was a, I don't know, like the people that have to do tons of monologues of dialogue, of exposition and giving information. I like the set. I like comedy stuff. So I'm happy to have landed on NBC with Guys with Kids. It's a really, it's a fun show, and hopefully that will be something that does something good for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've had quite an NBC connection. I mean, what, Worst Week was actually owned by NBC. You've done Parenthood, Guys with Kids is an NBC show.
I did a pilot for them a few years ago that didn't go. I like NBC. They've been good to me.
So I guess it comes back to my earlier question. Is there someone who's, you know, who's kind of looking out for you there at NBC, or is it all coincidental? I mean, Kitchen Confidential was NBC too, I think.
That's right, it was. Huh, we filmed over at Fox, so I sometimes forget those things. But, well, they've always been good to me. There's a couple executives over there that, Grace Wu and Renata Radford, who have helped me out along, I think, been my friends in those rooms after you go in and audition, pushing for me. So hopefully, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about the pilot of Guys with Kids, which folks can still see. It's online at nbc.com/guyswithkids. The first episode, it kind of introduced you a little bit of as a harpy, I thought, which I thought was kind of unfortunate, but they seem to soften you up a little bit at the end of the episode. Where does your character's story go in the weeks that come?
Yeah, you know, they're actually, and for lack of a better actory term, they are taking my character on a journey. she starts out, she's a little harsh, you know, she starts out a little harsh, and which is fun to play. It's definitely, as an actor, fun to be the person that not everybody likes. Mm-hmm. You get to do more. It opens up more, I think, in terms of the comedy than being the understanding girlfriend does. But they are softening her a bit, because I don't think you can have a character on every single week that people just hate. She's, the way I'm looking at her is she is this person who likes control. She's a lawyer. She's a type A person who now is completely floundering and out of control because she's kind of failed at marriage. And so she's making those kind of mistakes. Sorry, I just saw a cat catch a mouse in my backyard. That was awesome.
It's happening here live.
I totally lost my train of thought. There's this cat that thinks it lives in our house, and it just nailed a mouse.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
See, we got to do more,
right?
Got to do more video interviews, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'm excited for what they've been doing with my character, because she still gets to be... kind of fun, and she says things that are a little mean, but we're finding the fun in it.
Well, I see
where.
I was going to say, tonight's episode looks like Susan Sarandon's daughter is going out with your ex on the show. How was she to work with?
She was lovely. She's so nice, and I think very funny in this episode. She plays, Chris's new girlfriend, who doesn't remember that she used to date the character of Nick, which is Chris's best friend. and he gets very upset about the fact that he's not memorable. So it's a fun episode. And I get to just kind of pop in this one. I just pop in and I keep breaking into his apartment with the keys that are for emergencies.
Well, speaking of memorable, maybe this will be the last thing I get to ask you, but I noticed that the women on the show, I think most people can name all of the women on the show, and probably more so than the guys on the show who are in the title of the show.
I think, yeah. I mean, we've got Meadow Soprano, Jamie Lynn Sigler, right, and Vanessa Huxtable from The Cosby Show, and then, and then Aaron Hayes.
I
think the two of them, I mean, they've played these, like, iconic parts. And
right.
It's fun to see Tempest back in a sitcom. And for Jamie, she does amazing. You know, we're used to seeing her in this gritty, bloody drama, and now she's doing light, fun sitcom comedy, and she's great at it.
I noticed that. I saw her in when she was on Entourage for about a season and a half, I guess, and it seemed there that she was playing more mezzo soprano, but here she's definitely playing a very different character. And
yeah, she's the cool mom. She's the cool girlfriend that you want. I know those parts very well. She's the relatable, like the chick dudes want to marry.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything here. I'm already married. So I think you would top that list of the three of you, though. I just want you to know.
Oh, thank you.
But I am married. Folks, you can see actress Erin Hayes, there you go, in Guys with Kids every Wednesday this fall, 8:30 p.m. on NBC. Erin, can folks find you on Twitter or Facebook, any of that stuff?
Yes, I am on Twitter. My handle is Hayes Lady. And then I am also on Adult Swim's Children Hospital, which airs Thursday at midnight on the Cartoon Network.
And which just won an Emmy. Congratulations.
Which just won an Emmy. I know. We won an Emmy for poop jokes and pissing on the floor.
Well, listen, Erin, it was delightful to talk to you. I hope we'll get the chance again. And thank you so much for being on Mr. Media today.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. You can see and hear almost 1,000 Mr. Media interviews by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest 2-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, The TechCrunch Headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJS, the party authority, for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJS or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJS.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Mark Margolis. I played Tio on Breaking Bad. And if you don't start listening to Mr. Media, I'm going to have to ding my bell.